Listen and Live Audio presents Stuck, Why We Can't or Won't Move On by Annalee Rufus. Read for you by Susanna Burney. Introduction. We're going nowhere fast. I'm stuck. We say it in despair, in desperation, in denial. It becomes a punchline, an excuse. Well, hey, I'm stuck. We say it when we can't move on, or won't, or simply don't. We say it while immobilized, body and mind. We say it, too, when we are moving very fast indeed, in circles or running in place. We say it about our jobs and relationships, our families and our habits and our homes. We call our stuckness by a thousand words, exquisite metaphors. I'm frozen, paralyzed, marooned, trapped, enchanted, enslaved. We say, the world's passing me by. We say, oops, I did it again. Or, I can't get started. I'm missing out. I'm faking it. I'm sick. In all of history, no population anywhere has ever been so free as we. And yet, somehow we all feel stuck. We say so sadly, angrily, resentfully, regretfully, in shame. It's so embarrassing to be exactly where you were before, to have to say so when folks ask, "So, are you still..." We fling it at others, a taunt, an accusation, saying, "Know what you are? Stuck." I am.